the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, June the 20th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. The Trump administration pulls the U.S. out of the UN Human Rights Council. Also on the Wednesday rundown, state AGs pushing back on the Trump border policy. And we'll clue you in on the link between zinc and fertility. Topping our news, the Trump administration withdrew from the United Nations Human Rights Council on Tuesday. Bloomberg News reports the administration was making good on a pledge to leave a body it accused of having bias against Israel. Meantime, a coalition of state attorneys general, including Massachusetts, sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. They're demanding that the administration immediately stop putting children in danger by separating them from their families on the southern U.S. border.
Massachusetts AG Maura Healey says the policy is not only inhumane, but also raises serious concerns about violating children's rights and constitutional principles of due process and equal protection. Laura Rotolo of the ACLU of Massachusetts is pleased that the letter's tone is forceful.
We're seeing images and we're hearing audio of children literally being ripped away from their parents. We know that they're being held thousands of miles away in substandard conditions, in detention, when they should never be in detention in the first place, and when they should be together with their families.
The issue of separating families is also heating up the Massachusetts governor's race. On Monday, Governor Charlie Baker said he won't send the state's National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border because of what he calls the cruel and inhumane policy. Democrat Jay Gonzalez says Baker should not have offered the state's resources in the first place. I'm Linda Barr reporting.
President Trump was on Capitol Hill yesterday as the U.S. House plans votes this week on two pieces of legislation that tackle immigration very differently. And today is a crucial battle in the fight to restore net neutrality as two bills are headed to key committees in the California State Assembly.
Under President Donald Trump, the Federal Communications Commission reversed Obama-era net neutrality rules, a repeal that took effect last week. Senate Bill 822 would once again make it illegal for internet service providers doing business in California to profit by speeding up, slowing down, or blocking content online. Ernesto Falcone with the Electronic Frontier Foundation says the ISPs won't be able to resist charging more for faster speeds or for access to popular websites.
While the ISPs will not do something today, in the coming months and over the years, they'll start rolling out paid prioritization agreements or some sort of exclusivity in exchange for money, or they'll start treating their own content in a much more favorable way.
SB 822 would also ban zero rating, which is when companies like AT&T and Comcast try to make certain sites more attractive by allowing people to visit them without using up mobile data. The second bill, SB 460, would give the state attorney general more oversight power. Opponents of net neutrality say the rules were onerous and unnecessary. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And governors in other states have signed executive orders to restore net neutrality. They include Hawaii, Montana, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, and Vermont. Turning now to health news, the Trump administration has cleared the way for an unprecedented expansion of the inexpensive health insurance that critics say will drive prices up for more comprehensive plans.
Illinois is expected to receive just over $13 million to prevent hackers from tampering with future elections. It's one of 22 states that will share $380 million to secure its elections process. And experts say the federal funding is long overdue. Glenn Sagers, a professor of cybersecurity at Illinois State University, says he was worried about this issue well before the 2016 elections.
Oh, there's definitely cause for concern, but that cause for concern has been around a lot longer than the funding has. I think it's a case of finally fixing a problem that has likely existed for quite some time.
In 2005, a test of machines made by election equipment company Diebold showed they could be hacked. This week, county clerks and other election managers from across Illinois will be in Bloomington for a training session on protecting the state's election information technology. I'm Tramell Gomes.
The new rule was drafted by the Labor Department under an executive order. It was drafted by President Trump back in October of last year. And finally, Stephanie Carson reports infertility affects 20% of the population. Finding ways to overcome the conditions that prompt it can cost thousands of dollars and hours of heartache.
Researchers at the University of Missouri have confirmed that zinc plays a large role in supporting fertility in men. Carl Kearns with the University of Missouri is one of the study authors and explains how the discovery will improve results with in vitro fertilization across the world.
Every in vitro fertilization round costs approximately $20,000. If we understand fertility from the male side better, we can perhaps use different assisted reproductive technologies so that they can make better decisions and have better success and increase emotional health.
The research also supports analyzing sperm to determine its potential to fertilize an egg. Kearns adds the findings also have potential implications for livestock breeding.
The research was funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture as well as the National Institutes for Health with support from the European Development Fund. That's our news for now. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.